Oh, I'm starting already.
No, I just usually start the phone.
Oh, start that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I just want to. Yes.
Yes, I got it. Yeah,
they've been there for long. I wonder where that guy is fixing
that. Okay. That might have counted. I think you're right with you. Yeah. The 23rd is where she presents the budget. That one. Then you got
yeah.
Did they move in?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Not a lot.
I we've been on all the
before we got a call.
That was the first thing he did when he came back.
Make it happen. You got it. At least this little smart little mess.
Well, yeah, we need brown. We need
a little bit less.
Yeah,
I think they
I had briefly thought about because I know some people who come from Costa Rica and not be the fellow as long as that. You know, I find out they had
give more ride,
less likely to go over. I don't want to go to places where I can't see what's on the ground. It is pretty, and they grow coffee.
What makes it?
Yeah, I've been to Costa Rica like months ago.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that I think the beaches are great and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's cool.
Snakes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's what you know where they are.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you go like it was going to Bruce and Barry off this point.
But if
that place in that big house in Carolina, you know. You know, walking around there, but you have no idea what snakes might be, you know. Okay, it's just a thing. And then we were in Arizona. No, we were in Utah. On this path.
Well, she does.
And it's right there. It's around. Laying right. We were looking at each other. So, see, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're probably not everywhere except maybe they come out to bed. Oh, I see.
Close anyway. Oh,
silent.
So silent. I'm sorry. I got really upset when I read.
We could really be on the day to more.
That's not right. Mm-hmm. They don't see about the joints. Do they check the bricks?
I mean, for the sign, the person who signed for the mirrors, is that what
you mean?
Yeah. I think it's screwed on. Maybe.
Okay. But how did you authorize that?
I thought that once you made the sign, you're going to do it.
No. No. Because I picked him up from Sid, and he asked that, and I thought I had it arranged with Michaela, that she had her dad going to do it. The next thing I know, I'm reading this, and somebody from MC did. I was just concerned about the bricks and the mortar. I had to go over to look at them. Tomorrow, I will be doing that. It was too late. But the thing is, is that Michelle authorizing the city to do something, you know. I didn't know about it.
It takes a while.
And she won't even on your own thing. I mean, she's not.
And this was, so this was sometime in December.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't see
my little heart.
Huh?
And it was just
like,
cool.
Well, let's hope that.
And then I don't mind that. Somebody went around, somebody did.
I know. I mean, I thought I heard a situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to myself. I picked the flag. Nobody picked them up, and they're sitting there for a week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, we're done. I picked them up, and we talked about the installation. And I said at that time that I didn't think we didn't want him to do it because we had somebody else who was going to do it.
Okay.
Mateo's dad was going to do it because he knew how to do it. Well, then it turned out he didn't do it. So,
yeah. Okay, everybody ready? I call this meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise, remove caps, silence phones, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Amanda, would you call the roll?
Ernest?
Here.
Morgan?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Ringo?
Here.
Slider?
Here.
Here. Okay. We, I would call for approval of the agenda. Actually, should we amend the agenda in if it's for a consent item during the consent items, or
yeah, I would probably,
does it matter?
I would probably either way.
Okay, we do have some little changes to the consent agenda, but I would ask for approval of the agenda from somebody.
Hello.
Thank you, Fran.
Second.
Thank you, Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Next is the consent agenda, and we do have one addition which comes between number two and three. You have the paper in your packet. It is a bill from Ehlers and Cooney for services for the Washington Hotel in the amount of $592.50. So that should be inserted between two and three. Then number seven, that amount for the dog park storm sewer should be $358. Just an extra digit in there. And number 12, that amount should be $98,380. Again, there was an extra digit, number the one in there. So with those amendments, I would ask for approval, or does anyone have anything in the consent agenda you want to consider separately?
So move to approve the consent agenda as amended.
Okay. Thank you, Isla. Thank you, Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I didn't know what that meant.
Squiggle it every once in a while.
All right. Okay. So we have the consent agenda. We have a nuisance report. Hello.
As for you guys' packets, unfortunately, there must have been an issue where, at least on my end, when I looked back at what I sent you, it doesn't have how many closed and how many open were enumerated. But as of right now, we have 24 closed out of 75 and 51 open. And the biggest issue that we faced this past month would have been parking violations, wherein people either weren't working on all the surfaces that they had, or they don't have them and were working on helping people get those. You guys have any other questions for me?
You didn't have a question.
Okay. You guys have a good night.
All right, thank you. Okay. Next is presentation from the public.
I see we have some guests here tonight, but you may be here on another issue. Is there anyone who would like to make a presentation to the public? I mean, to us, from the public. Anybody online? Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Claims and financials, Kelsey.
Okay. Under Gracie Global for the police, there is training for Mia, and that's defensive tactic training. And then another question in the police was Washington Auto for car service. That was actually four different vehicles, just regular servicing. We don't have a mechanic right now. That position is open, so they need to call stuff in right now. Next, under development services, Central Iowa Distributing, we bought a new vacuum for City Hall, our other one, from the plug in the wall. So that was fun. Street lighting, I think we might need to talk about this a little bit, like some other point, but the decorative bulbs for the downtown, so I believe what the chamber was raising money for was the Christmas lights, and those, the decorative bulbs would have been for the street lights. So maybe we need to clarify that.
You mean the lamppost, the lights in the lamppost?
Okay. And then lastly, under sewer collection, for core main, a locator. Jamie said that hooked up tracer line to locate means and services, and the one that they previously had wasn't working. And that would look pretty good.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? All right, I would entertain a motion.
Make a motion. Can we accept the claims for the claims reports?
Thank you, Elaine.
Second.
Oh, I already got that one. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Great. Now on to new business. Number one. Discussion and consideration of a resolution declining to exercise extraterritorial jurisdiction for this parcel. Deanna, maybe for the benefit of our new counselor, you might explain what this means, what we have to.
Okay, so
briefly.
The city has a 2-mile radius that we have jurisdiction. And we can control kind of what happens. So this is outside of the city limits. So it was brought to our attention. And we are at, because it's a minor thing, they're basically just wanting to separate the office building from the rest of the parcel. We are declining to exercise our jurisdiction.
It's one of those weird things that
come
up. Okay. Any other comments, questions about this?
I'll make a motion that we accept this resolution of declining our extraterrestrial jurisdiction for this parcel.
Also,
I can't say that word. Like VT.
Extraterrestrial.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, legislature.
Second for that.
Yeah.
Pat. And it's a resolution, so please call the roll.
Ringo?
Yes.
Sider?
Yes.
Hanford?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Very good. Next is the third and final reading of an new ordinance incorporating a chapter regarding cross-connection controls. The third reading, does anyone have any question? We had an expert come and talk to us a couple meetings ago explaining it to us, and you've got the hello.
Oh, there's a hand up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Can you identify yourself and ask your question?
I think
that
from you.
I think it's the other actually not muted.
Oh. Okay.
You can mute them.
Yeah, they are muted now. Or Bruce is
I'm
not.
I'm trying to figure out why I can't get the speaker on this earphone.
Okay, we hear you now. Oh. You think? All right.
Bruce, can you please mute yourself?
There we go. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, does anybody have a question? I see a little hand raised, but maybe that. Okay. I don't think this is controversial. So.
I'll make a motion that
we
accept the third and final reading of this ordinance amending the code of ordinance of the City of Washington.
Oh, second. Give it to Pat.
All right. Elaine and Pat. And please call the roll, Amanda.
Ward?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay, moving on to number three. This is discussion and consideration for approving license agreement for sanitary sewer main. And this, we have a little memo on this. Does anybody have any questions? Or we talked about this before, didn't we? Maybe.
No. And this happened a couple of years ago. Also, the egg sewer, there's a on South Avenue C, there's places where there's actually this one, this house has the garage foundation, is corner is on top of where the sewer line easement is. Well, the easement is over the whole lot for some reason. But the garage actually, the sewer line actually goes, cuts the corner of the garage off. So they're trying to sell the lot, and you know, somebody brings a title objection up because there's an easement under the garage. Well, it was on the whole lot, but under the garage. So basically, what we've done and talked with Deanna and JJ is, you know, the sewer line, the 99.999%, there's nothing's ever going to happen to that. And if we ever have to do anything major to that thing, it's going to have to be replaced, which means it won't be in the garage. So basically, we said we'd take the easement off, but to make sure that we had a sewer line that they couldn't come back later and say, hey, you have a sewer under my house. This agreement was recorded before they transferred the property. So it allows us to keep the sewer under the corner of the garage, allowed them to sell the house, get the financing for the house. And that's basically what it was. And we had done this on another property. It's a couple houses down a couple years ago with something similar. So the agreement was, I just wanted to have something in place that, you know, 2 years down the road, somebody says, well, you have a sewer over here without an easement. Well, no, we don't. Mm-hmm. So this was just, and this basically, if the sewer line's ever moved, this agreement terminates, obviously, but it allows us to abandon the sewer in place that we don't have to go back in there and do anything with it and just sit there, which that egg sewer is kind of weird. So the easement's from 1888.
Oh, my.
So
wow.
How old is it?
For some reason, there are at least two houses that had a corner of it on top of a sewer easement.
Okay. That was a very good explanation. Thank you. Any questions, motions?
I'll make a motion that we accept this agreement for the sanitary sewer.
Thank you, Elaine. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Thank you, Fran. And okay, this is just simple voice vote, isn't it? All those in favor of approving this?
No,
resolution or no.
Oops.
Yep.
Nope.
Simple motion.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'm looking at the wrong one. Okay. All those in favor of approving this, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those who oppose, same sign. Okay. Ayes have it. Moving on to number four. This is just discussion and consideration of a resolution awarding a bid for residential solid waste disposal and recycling services. And we've got lots of information. So, Deanna, how do you recommend we take questions first? Anybody has any questions?
I would ask if anybody has questions.
All right.
I mean, it's all right there.
And
I'm assuming
Yeah, so with this, we're gonna see the increase, obviously, or no?
Right, from our current. Do you want to raise my hand? Yes, from our current contract, we will see an increase.
And what's that?
So in your spreadsheet, if you look at the spreadsheet that lists all the companies, LRS is our current company. Johnson County LRS is the current company. Yep. So the total cost is what we're currently paying, and there was not going to be any increases for 1 year with their RFP.
So in this one spreadsheet I'm looking at here, what would the average person here in Washington, what are we expecting to see as an increase monthly? Do we know that any of those numbers?
Okay, we only raise our rates in July.
Okay.
And so I don't anticipate us raising our rates until July.
Okay.
I mean, we're fine the way it is.
A resident wouldn't see any increase?
No, until July, when we typically raise all of our utility rates anyway.
Okay.
And then at that time, we would assess the percentage if any percent
is needed. But we would like to maintain a fund balance of, you know, at least 3 months worth of our estimated sanitation bills.
Okay. And then by going with someone else, do we have to purchase new
containers? We will maintain our existing carts.
With anyone new? Okay. Uh-huh.
So all of them were that we would use our equipment.
Right. Okay. One of the main differences that I saw in here, that or some of the differences, is that we currently do not have to provide the manpower for fall and spring cleanup. Mm. And there was at least one in here that was the case where we would have to use our own employees.
Right.
So that we have to think about that as a cost, added cost to us in the proposal.
Do you know which one was that?
I don't know which one it was. I've been through this so many times that
let's see.
I don't remember which one it was.
But if you look in the big spreadsheet, I have estimated costs for the spring and fall cleanup for each company.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you include that any cost to labor if we use our own people?
No, that's just the cost for the disposal, the dumpsters. And those costs were estimated based on the size of the dumpsters that we would be using and about how much a dumpster full holds, the weight, and the cost at the landfill.
So, and as I read this, all of the bids have the same size bins. We're not cutting the amount of space that we have to dump with.
Yep.
So that, I find that a very, very definite positive.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to fill mine, especially recycle. Mm-hmm.
I did notice too that for Republic, ADC, and Waste Management, the city does not pay any service charges for our pickup.
Right.
So that it seemed like at least a $10,000 savings. Anybody else have any other comments or things you've noticed?
I do not feel that a 5-year contract. I would like to see a 3-year contract, no matter who we go with.
Mm-hmm.
That's my preference. I don't know what other people feel, but I just think a review of after 3 years is preferable, but I'm open. That's just my opinion.
Was it a 3-year contract or now?
We were in a 5-year.
Oh, it was a 5-year. Okay.
We have the same wording in this 5-year that we had in the last 5-year.
We have not worked out the contract details yet. Once you guys approve the company that we're going to go with, I will work out the details with the contract with Kevin's help and sitting down with whoever the company is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the 5 year myself. I think it locks in that money. We know where we're at for 5 years. We might put in the contract to have a review in 3 years and see about the service and if there's anything needs to be tweaked at that point. But I think the 5 year gives us the best stable. We know what's coming.
And that's reasonable.
What were our main challenges? I read from Johnson County, we maybe have had some challenges in the past year. So what were those and how do we feel like any of these others would?
The main challenges were misses. I mean, missed garbage, missed recycling, and customer service, getting a hold of somebody at the company.
Okay. Well, Johnson County was sold out
right,
to not a local
right.
a local yep. A company out of Chicago.
It wasn't customer friendly. That's why we were getting so many calls because the customers were supposed to call them directly, but when they weren't getting any, you know, resolution or they weren't getting a hold of anyone, then they call us and then we would spend the hours on the phone and emailing with the concerns. So.
Mm-hmm. And they pulled their trucks. They had a building here. They pulled out completely. So now everybody comes down. They don't know our town at all. They come down from North Liberty and they don't have any idea about our routes. But I guess with that being said, will the trucks be stationed here? All of these, do you know?
Stationed here, probably not stationed in Washington.
In Washington. They'll be coming from their respective towns.
Right. Okay.
Any feedback from any municipalities, any of these work?
References were checked and they were all
good,
great.
Positive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the other issues with Johnson County, I think they had some growing issues, some growing pains, because they also picked up Coralville, a couple other small towns, and they just didn't have the manpower.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the problem we had with another entity within our city that used Johnson County. Mm-hmm. We actually have to log in when their truck pulls in and when it pulls out. My employment, so we know that they're not overbilling us and that type of thing going on. And at least they're picking up.
They're struggling.
They're big putting time. On the tags.
So. Mm-hmm. Deanna, when you and I talked, you mentioned that in a contract, typically there's also a yearly increase built in. Is that correct?
Yeah.
We don't know for sure.
5% is typical.
Okay. Okay. I know one of them did say 4.5%, but I didn't see that in the others. Now, I know we have some people here representing those companies. Do we want to ask them to talk about their services? And since you made the trip, we appreciate that.
I would say if you want to ask them questions specifically.
Right. And I'm not really sure who's with what company, but.
I'm with ABC.
Okay.
I'm Lynn Whaley with Omega Waste.
Okay.
I'm with Pleasant.
All right.
I'm Matt Pivot with the Public Service.
Okay. And you are just a guest.
Yeah, I'm just observing.
Yes, you're observing. Thank you. Oh, well, okay. Does anybody have any specific questions for any of those companies?
You own the containers?
I'm sorry?
The city owns the containers.
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
I guess my question is the manpower. Do you plan on hiring locally? Or would your do you have people that you already employ from Washington, or just do, what would your plans be as far as employment? Sure.
Currently, we operate the Washington County station, mm-hmm. the CCC station mm-hmm. here in Washington County. I do have a truck station here. This would add on to our fleet. Obviously, we'd be in on a new fleet. Mm-hmm. So. We would search both local as well as the surrounding areas for that driver that we'd be hiring. So,
okay,
it's an automated service. Fortunately, I would be able to only add on one truck because we already have a fleet of trucks with mm-hmm. more employees. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
I'm with Republic. I'd say we would be servicing you out of Sierra as our facility in Cedar Rapids for recycling. So, I have the bandwidth. I have the drivers to service you right now.
Okay.
You know, we're the second largest waste hauler in the country. In fact, we're not the small local company, but I know there's people in this room I've been working with personally over 10 years. Uh-huh. We might be a national company, but we're locally run. Our people are stable with the brand. Uh-huh. You know, we're accountable. We're there when you need us. We have the manpower. We have the trucks. I know your RFP has a list of trucks. I think I gave you six.
Uh-huh.
I got six. Uh-huh. We have trucks all over the place. Now, but we wouldn't be running this out of Cedar Rapids. We wouldn't have a site here in town.
Okay.
You know, with that as well, with us being large like that, we do offer things that are beyond the service, you know, as far as working with your schools, giving them educational material to students and things like that. We have bandwidth to do all of those things. I know my bid wasn't the lowest, but it was right in the middle. And okay. With Republic, we do get a lot of those things. There's an app people can download and use to keep track of their schedules and with holidays and things like that. Things that we can do that some other things like we can't.
Okay.
We would do the same thing around Cedar Rapids. We've only made inroads into a property. So we would more than likely, there's been inroads made into some local connection in this industry. So if this contract is awarded, that's what we try and hire locally. Probably more than likely have a truck here. We've got a business unit in Iowa City, Iowa, also with a recycling center there. So we're also working with some other cities between here and Iowa City already with the process. So we're positioning ourselves for this to be a point where we would start to continue to build back up towards Iowa City. Now, one of the things that we provide a paper shredding service with your cleanup twice a year. We have our own paper shredding. We'll be taking all of your calls into our local call center. We'll give the call center outside of the area. All of your calls will come to us. So we'll be handling those.
All right. Well, I thank you, gentlemen, for all coming in mm-hmm. and being here to answer our questions. I do appreciate that.
Anybody else have any questions? That was a good one. Okay. Well,
it's a big decision.
It is.
Big decision. Any thoughts?
I know that some of them are 5 years. Do we know if they'd be willing to do a 3-year contract?
It's something we'll have to negotiate with our contract.
Okay.
What's the advantage?
I mean, like Ila said, we could do a 5-year contract and just have a review
mm-hmm.
in every year.
It's the buyout thing that any of you gentlemen are going to buy out, but what we came up against with Johnson County, it just came crashing down fast. And we just, I in the contract, as we work through the contract, we just need to be very careful to make sure that we are covered in that department.
Mm-hmm.
There were some very angry people that I know. At one person went 10 days without getting mm-hmm. emptied, and he wasn't very happy. So, mm-hmm. so it's on us to make sure that we are making sure that our customers, our people are happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
now, looking at this other spreadsheet that we have with our current projected out to the next several years, and then I think we put in ABC with showing the in that 3% increase. Is that something
that was in their RFP?
That was in their RFP. Okay. So, help me understand how those two relate.
How what relates?
Our current projected.
Spins it out to 5 years. No,
okay, so right. The top is our rates that we mm-hmm. charge our customers. That's the revenue. And then the expense is what we pay them. And so I projected it out what with our 5-year increase mm-hmm. to our rates mm-hmm. is what we normally do. Mm-hmm. And then with their rates projected out as a 3% increase over the next 3 or 5 years.
Okay.
And then the bottom line shows the revenue compared to the expenses.
Okay. Okay. What are your thoughts? Anybody ready to make a motion, or are we still going to think about it some more? I don't know. I think we've got the information here.
We'll make a motion to approve resolution approving contract for solid waste disposal and recycling services. And award it to ABC Disposal.
I'll second
July that. 1 to June 30th, 5 years.
I'll second that one.
Okay. All right. Any more comments?
We put a provision in there. We get a 3-year review. Or would that just be the general
contract?
Would
be the
contract, contract back to okay.
You guys have to formally yeah. approve the contract.
Oh, okay. I think we've got.
Everybody's up here.
Somebody's. Bruce. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yeah. Can you identify yourself and then?
Yeah, my name's Bruce Murphy. Live here in Washington, 1312 North Fifth Avenue, and I have many of the constituents here in the city of Washington that are not happy with the current Johnson County situation, and so yeah, I've heard discussion of a 3 or 5 year contract. And also there was a reference to the contract maybe would not go into effect until July. So my question as a resident of the city and not getting good service, what is the recourses that I have when my trash is not getting picked up? You know, I've called 4 times now to Johnson County. I spoke with people and they've each one indicated that it's been escalated to operations management and general management, but yet I'm not getting any callbacks from them. My trash is still sitting out here on the curb from Friday of last week. And maybe this is a question we have of the gentlemen there that are representing the contracts. Do they have an after-hour resource that's going to be able to come in and pick up this stuff? I mean, I don't want to get nasty on this, but you know, my trash hasn't been picked up and I'm now 2 days from a scheduled second pickup with nothing and my bin is full due to the holidays. So where do we go from here?
All right. That was a good question. How would this be handled? Is there anybody here?
Well, for any number of reasons, you can and will in any one of our cities, you will miss the pickups. You know, if someone says they have it out, you know, the good thing about us, we have cameras on a lot of our trucks. So when we ask people if they want to see a picture of the film, sometimes it's amazing. It's, well, I've got to talk to my son and talk to somebody else that it wasn't exactly out. If it is an error of ours, we turn right around and send the driver back at our expense.
Okay.
That's our mantra. If you put your trash out, you're supposed to pick it up. You pick it up. Okay. If we make a mistake, you're the first one to admit, you know, we're going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of passion around this part of your life. I can tell you that. I know when my trash gets missed, my wife is upset.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Bruce, could you hear that answer? Bruce, are you with us?
I heard his response. And I would like to believe and, you know, give a benefit of the doubt that they would fulfill that. I'm sure Johnson County probably said the same thing. If we miss something, we'll make it right.
Bruce, you know, Johnson County has sold since we did our original contract, and it sold to an out-of-state company. So we are at the end of our contract with them through July. And please call City Hall and let us know your address so that we can handle the situation with your garbage.
Have you tried that? We had the same situation at our house. We called them today and they came. Of course, I think they were in town.
They should be in town.
So they came and got our garbage.
Yeah, when I called them this morning at 9 o'clock, I indicated to them that they have trucks in the northwest quadrant of the city, and it shouldn't take too much to get a truck into our neighborhood. Yet after a second and third call today, it still has not been picked up.
That is not good.
Give them a call. We'll have Deanna give them a call.
Right.
Tomorrow, first thing in the morning.
We'll take care of that.
Okay, thank you.
Can you tell us your address again, would you, Bruce?
Address.
1312 North.
North 5th.
Okay, thank you.
1312 North 5th.
All right, everybody's writing it down, so we'll get some action. Sorry about that. Would any of the other two gentlemen here would tell us how that situation would be handled with your company?
If it was a call on from our company to our company, we would address obviously right then and there. We do have a staff 5 days a week. We're open on Saturdays and Sunday. However, we do respond within 24 hours, and we have other trucks that are in town in Washington every day. So we would respond within 24 hours.
Okay. And
you would be the same thing. I can't promise you never get a phone call or somebody's not going to get picked up for multiple issues, but when that does happen.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. Anybody else have any other questions? We do have a motion and a second, right?
Yeah, we do.
So are we ready to call the question? Okay, Amanda.
Morgan.
Thank you, Bruce.
Run that again.
Okay,
somebody pick me.
Yes.
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Youngman?
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Minus the bid on it.
Thank you. All right. Where did my agenda go? Here it is.
If I get a phone call, I'm this one you.
Don't leave direct, my friend.
That's the next thing.
I answer all the time.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. We're excited about the opportunity.
Thank you.
I did have somebody call and recommend you, sir.
Yes, I did too.
So did I.
Well, I can tell you, we're a family-owned company, and I came to this company just in July. I worked for a company. I was running 5 plants around the United States. I was flying over the United States, and my wife wanted me to stay at home, so I became the general manager of this company.
Oh.
And the family sold me on coming to work for this company. A lot of pride in this company, a lot of can-do. It's a lot of passion about what they do. I mean, they started off with a husband and wife buying a garbage rip, you know. And the dad drove the truck, and the two sons were 5-year-old and 7-year-olds, and they've been touching trash, and now they're in their 50s. So when the kids started school that fall, you maybe get to meet Joan Carter, and she's the lady that sold me on joining the company. And she said, you know, Jim, whenever the kids started school, Ted came in the morning, he put the keys down on the table, and he said, you're driving today. And she just looked at me and said, I wish you could have met Ted Carter, because he wasn't a very patient man, so I drove that day. So they took a company, and she would describe it, we were poor as dirt. Looked around for people to help them build their company, and through a lot of sweat equity, have built a pretty big company. Pretty big company that has a lot of pride in it, and we're pretty successful in the areas that we're in. So if you call around to some of the cities that we deal with, you'll always get into our, you call into our office, and you talk to our people. So it's every day, we miss one, it's a big deal. I have personal conversations with people on quite a frequent basis when we're not exactly getting what we want. So we're excited about being part of your community,
and working with you guys. So I'm sure Deanna, you and I will be talking.
We will.
Kevin will be talking. As far as 3 years, we're not worried. We're not worried about a scorecard in 3 years.
Okay.
I'm not sitting here saying we're gonna be just fine, we're gonna be perfect, but we're not worried about coming back down here and you guys telling us what we're not doing right. We'd love to hear it. You know, because we'll talk to our people and we'll make sure we are doing it. Okay. But don't hesitate to call me, email me, let me know whatever you guys need.
Okay.
You know, and we'll get this thing kicked off and rolling. All right. Thank you guys.
Good.
Thank
you.
You got dumpsters, right?
Yes.
Dumpsters. Okay.
Yeah, there are dumpsters downtown.
Okay.
Yes. Well, we've got front load, we've got rear load. I know in your park, there's what's your one park downtown here? You've got 9 cans that you empty 3 yeah. times. So,
oh, that, okay.
Know, we'll just kind of, and then on the cleanups, we'll just kind of work together on the date.
Okay.
We'll provide the labor. We'll probably place the dumpsters. You guys come down. We'll work it, and we'll get that done. That won't be anything that we haven't done before. There is, I think, our tickets will be less. Sorry, our tickets will be a little bit less than there. It's said in there that there's a different number of tickets for each mattress. I think we're just going to make it simpler. We'll work on some of the things and make it a little bit simpler. That seemed a little complex once I got it back from how we were putting it together. I'd rather make it as simple as possible.
So we don't like that.
For everyone. I'm a KISS principal guy.
Okay. So,
but anything you need, don't hesitate. My email address is on there. My cell phone's on there. Let's talk frequently and often up until the date. We'll try and roll it out as seamlessly as we possibly can, and we'll move on from there.
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, moving on, we've got one more item. This is a consideration of a resolution, voluntary annexation. And this is something we kind of approved before, but then it was not quite right. We left a little.
So we just have the right of way in there. So my
right of way issue.
I cobbled together the right of way description, just added on to the other, because the other thing's a parcel. So that's easy. It was just the Secretary of State wanted the south half of Highway 92. And
or the DOT one.
The DOT one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the
DOT. Okay. Yeah. So.
All right.
That's all that's changed.
Okay.
Okay, motion to approve the resolution approving voluntary annexation of certain properties with an amended legal description.
Second.
Thank you, Isla. Thank you, Fran. And Amanda, would you call the roll?
Moore?
Yes.
Rinkwood?
Yes.
Snyders?
Yes.
Yes.
I wasn't sure I heard my name right.
Yes.
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 All right. Great. Okay. Should we do once around with the department reports? So we'll start with
Chief.
Sergeant or police chief. Sergeant, what am I saying? Sorry. Chief Lester, sorry. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
Holiday weekend were mostly uneventful. We're working on some budgeting for next fiscal year, starting to gather our data for the annual report. Looking at some of the applicants we have, hopefully in the next month or so, we'll schedule some testing.
All right.
So I got
anybody cascade?
Happy New Year. I'm working on some municipal infractions for some various violations that have been we've tried to work with them, and this is the last resort, so absolutely the last resort.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple cases coming up later this month in court, and we did have one that settled last week. The person got the after citation, the person got the item corrected on their house, and so she's paying the court costs, so we're out nothing, and all we want is to have them get the repair or correct the problem. We don't want any fines, so they paid the court costs and that's it.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
That was in my report, sorry.
Okay. Elaine.
I just want to remind the people of Washington that styrofoam doesn't belong in the landfill. And we have a wonderful company in the north end of town, mm-hmm. Atlas. And they have a place, especially now with all of our Christmas gifts. Yeah. And I remind the people of Washington that they can take their styrofoam up there, and they have a place, a wonderful place for them to put all of that styrofoam out. And they reuse it, as I understand. So please, if you just put it in the car, run it up there. Mm-hmm. It's easy access, easy in, easy out, and it stays out of our landfill.
Good.
Maybe that's a good point, Elaine. Maybe even in like the next city newsletter or something.
I've just been running that, but I'm with an idea.
By the way, I don't know how we work with it. It's not very big. I will say that because I've been by there and it's pretty full.
It's pretty full, but you know, mention to them, they'll come out and empty it. I take all my styrofoam from anything I get in a box up there, and I'm so thankful. So
I just was there last week. It was only half full last week, so
it's a reminder. Wonderful opportunity for us to save the environment.
Good. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, Ivan.
Not much. Pretty quiet. Just Happy New Year.
That's it. All right. Thank you. I don't really have too much. I am going to be gone for the next meeting or two, and I was going to lead the meeting, and so everything goes well. Hope you all had a good holiday, and looking forward to a great new year. Thank you. Ida.
Yeah, as long as the environmental thing, there you can take batteries out to the site out there where Omega runs. They do have a box you can put the batteries in.
Oh. They'll allow a city people to take them out there?
Well, I've taken them up. I mean,
yeah. That's good. I think
you can take hazardous because you can take hazardous stuff. I've taken hazardous stuff out there too. Mm-hmm. I just feel guilty. I mean, throwing batteries in the trash.
Oh, I understand.
Stuff.
Me too.
And I have taken, without conflict, I've taken the batteries and I've taken
good
hazardous things too. I think the first and third Tuesdays they take the hazardous. So
oh, really?
They've got a spot around back, and
it's wonderful.
Okay.
So just to keep all that stuff out of the trash and the water. Otherwise, it's pretty quiet in the neighborhood, which is really appreciated. I hope everybody had a good New Year's, and I hope we have a great new year this year. For the city and the council people, and nice to have a new guy on board. And
I wanted to welcome Pat at the very beginning, but I just didn't think of it. So welcome, Pat.
Yeah, no, thank you. I feel like I got welcomed in day one yesterday. I already got a phone call. But it was okay. A little more discussion you have to have on that. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Part of the jobs, right?
So, right.
Okay. I mean, we encourage people to call us or get a hold of us, because we can perhaps facilitate some things.
Right. Yes.
Whatever.
We are their voice.
Just we don't know we can't. So
right. Not just voice. I mean, I want to make sure too that I know for this individual, I think there's some background even with that too. But you know, what the last thing I want is them to be disgusted with us or anyone else within the city, right? So how can we bridge that gap and make, I'm not saying that we can always make everyone happy, but how do we get to a happy compromise?
Okay.
So if I can help do that, I'll call that a win. So
Fran?
It's been a good year so far.
The boot's off.
He hasn't broken
the boot
anything
off
yet.
After 20 weeks.
What is
it? Yeah, that's 5 months I was in a boot, by the way. The only bad news is I can't do basketball yet. He said no running and jumping and sudden turning. That's officiating.
That's
awesome. I played for baseball, I guess. Okay. And I'm okay with that.
Well, take care of yourself.
Yeah. I'm glad to see everybody here. I'm enthusiastic about this year. For some reason, I just want to get going again and just go at it. Bring on some of these projects and get them taken care of. Mm-hmm. Research them a little bit better. I did finally figure out how big the hotel space is going to be. I had to take a picture and then walk out there because I didn't know how much of the field they took. So you visually go out there and look at it. You're trying to figure out how the hotel's going to fit there. But when you go out to that very back corner and look back towards the highway, you have a pretty big hotel there. So I tried doing that. I mean, if you want to, go out there and look at it. Just imagine how big that building is going to be when it gets in there. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. And on that, I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn for this evening.
All right. Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you, Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Thank you.
Do you start school tomorrow? Right, safely.
Oh, the kids aren't weren't in school today.
Not today. Oh,
I'm out of it. Not have anybody in school anymore.
What did you say for the meeting?
So we're trying to get the middle school on a schedule like we got weekend.
Yeah.
So they're all down at the same time. I can't get that morning guy down.
Well, thank you for not taking a picture. Andrew Fisher. He's our Andrew's our works out the sewer plant. The new dog catcher.
Yeah, let me shake your hand. Yeah. Well, so you're here supporting Pat, huh?
Well, I'm also the animal control.
Animal control.
Yeah. Where did you where was that thing you sent this morning? Where was that from? The paper?
With
all the numbers?
It's from the newsletter, the city newsletter.
Oh,
yeah, it's posted in there. Your Andrew's name's at the top.
Animal. I had to get a good shot about that.
Okay.
Very good.
Good.
How long have you been doing that?
4 months or something like that. 3 months.